Soren Kierkegaard is generally considered to have been the first existentialist philosopher. The concept of existentialism stresses the individual's unique position as a self-determining agent responsible for the authenticity of his or her choices. This was Kierkegaard's view. He proposed that each individual, each one of us, not society or religion, is solely responsible for giving meaning to life and living it passionately and sincerely. I found this quote of Soren's and thought it's intimately connected to the idea of Dharma, which in short is the idea that we are here for doing the one thing that only we can do. Here it is. What I really need is to get clear about what I must do, not what I must know, except insofar as knowledge must precede every act. What matters is to find a purpose, to see what it really is that God wills that I shall do. The crucial thing is to find a truth which is truth for me, to find the idea for which I am willing to live and die. The entirety of the quote is important to understand in order for us to move through this world, of course, but these words feel most important for each individual to answer. What I must do, what is truth for me, an idea for which I am willing to live or die. These are heavy sentiments. They're worth sitting with and honoring. They're also worth questioning over and over. Our lives change. We change who we are. So it's okay in this moment to not know what it is you must do in this life. The truth for you can change. But when you understand your core values, you will know your truth, even if it might shift slightly under a microscope. And the ideas for which you are willing to live and die, those might change too. We're allowed to walk away from the hill we thought we'd die on. Though it is worth considering whether you're digging your heels in to avoid listening to the ways in which you choose to walk through this world. Evading sitting with ideas this big can suck out your energy instead of fuel your flames. They can keep you clammed up and stagnant. Kierkegaard believed in going beyond faith, or going beyond oneself. He felt that God comes into the single individual, and that's where the place of God is. God's not out there somewhere. God's right here, with you. Some might even say, you are God, an aspect of our personality. So, if we're going to go beyond ourselves, or to rephrase, go inside ourselves, and apply what we learn to the course of our future, then can we come to know and determine the answers to the big ideas or life questions posed by Kierkegaard? I'll repeat, what I must do. What is it that you are here to do? Do you have an answer? It doesn't have to be your job. Even if you choose a passing task, think on it now. Will you hold yourself to it? If you can't find an answer or thought that arises in this moment, will you promise to ask yourself again tomorrow and again the next day and the next? And next, what is truth for me? Do you know yourself enough to know what is of utmost importance to your approach in this lifetime? Again, it can be a worldly truth, so long as it's yours, or it can be a moment in time. Can you distill it down? Find a word for it and say it to yourself? What is truth for me? Perhaps if nothing comes, you could just marinate on the word truth today. And lastly, an idea for which I am willing to live and die. This doesn't mean you will literally die because you've acknowledged this idea, but instead, this truth of your own you will carry and honor and promise you'll stand for it again and again and again.